The borough contracted with MRV Architects of Juneau to analyze a couple of existing buildings this summer. The idea was to see if they could be renovated to meet the needs of a new police station and jail. That included the municipal building, which is the current home of the police station, as well as the borough's administrative offices and assembly chambers. The firm also looked at a large warehouse that could be purchased from the Reed family in Scow Bay. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht presented the assembly with the results in a nutshell.
To cut to the chase, it's relatively simple. The Reed Marine Warehouse will not work, and the municipal building as a possible remodel project could work.
There's a lot more space in the municipal complex now that both the library and fire hall have moved to new buildings. Foundation problems and other structural issues prompted the push for a completely new police and jail facility as well. However, the borough assembly put aside preliminary plans for that project earlier this year after the estimated cost of a new construction came in far higher than expected at over $9 million. Whether a major renovation of the municipal building would actually be cheaper remains to be seen. Giesbrecht had no estimates yet, and he acknowledged the project would be challenging.
The concept would be, could you structurally modify this building complex, meaning all of them, in a manner that meets the current building codes while we are all still working in it, and come up with a, when you're done, usable buildings that would fix, give the police department what they need, as well as the municipal employees from admin and finance as well, and the council chambers. It'd be everybody.
For example, Giesbrecht suggested the administrative and finance offices could move upstairs and the police station could be housed downstairs. Right now, Petersburg has $4.1 million in state funding for the project. Assemblymember Sue Flint was hopeful Petersburg could secure more money with a timely request to lawmakers and the governor.
When our lobbyist was here in May, he said, this is our year to get more money for this project because the second year of this session, everybody's running for election. And in order to get it, we should have a plan to Juneau in December. So we can't dilly-dally around here.
The assembly members voted unanimously to get a quote for the cost of a design from MRV Architects. In related news, they also decided to combine the projects as their number one priority for legislative funding. The police station was already at the top of that wish list, while the municipal building had been number 17. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.